Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, of July 5, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. Hi, everybody. A belated happy 4th of July to all. Hope everyone is doing well, staying cool, and having a great summer. We'll announce later when and where the season kickoff meeting will be held, and make arrangements for collecting the entry fees for the Gate City Classic Tournament. Many thanks to all who helped with our end-of-season dinner. We got it done, even with my bum knee and me not being able to drive. I hate to call names because I know I will forget someone, but I will give a shout-out to Stephen McKittrick for his help with transportation and moving tables and chairs that day. Thanks to Sharon for taking care of the plates, cups, sterno, drinks, and dessert one more time. Thanks also to Renee Benton, Brenda Haney, Carla Smith, Jerry Graham, Leticia Adams, Matt Bowers, Don Ball, and anyone else I forgot for all your hard work with setup, serving, and cleanup. Other than award presentations, the only business conducted was the election of officers. Your new board of directors is as follows. President, Zelda Price. Vice President, Don Ball. Secretary, Ginger Rush. Treasurer, Miriam Dixon. Statistician, Warren Scott. Board members, Tommy Simmons, Matt Bowers, Herb Everett. SBVA representative, Jeff Tucker. A lead team captain will be elected by the team captains at the August meeting. Complete results from the Reno tournament are now available, and North Carolina was well represented. Congratulations to all the North Carolina bowlers who won, in particular, our Outlaws who placed first in the Masters competition, Herbert Everett, John Blackwelder, Leticia Adams, Warren Scott, and Zelda Price. And to Warren Scott, who won the first in the partially sighted singles and individual high series for partial men in the Masters as well. Other North Carolina bowlers who placed are, in the event they were in, team event first place and high scratch series team, Three's a Crowd, from Gate City, Tanya Jones, Tracy Massey, and Terrell Jones, and Charles Glazer from Pittsburgh. Singles, total second place, Rod Wilson from Forsyth. Singles, partial second place, Bobby Ashworth from Forsyth. Singles, partial third place, Tracy Massey from Gate City. All events, partial second place, Tracy Massey from Gate City. All events, partial third place, Bobby Ashworth from Forsyth. High scratch singles, partial female, Kylie Sykes from Forsyth. Individual high series masters, total male, A.J. Inglesby from Gate City. The Gate City Classic Invitational Tournament will be held at Triad Lanes in Greensboro on Saturday, August 17. The cost will be $35. More details will be announced later. The entry deadline will be in early August. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind will have a pancake breakfast fundraiser on July 20. This will be to raise funds to support its mission of assisting blind and visually impaired individuals. The breakfast will be held at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ Fellowship Hall, located at 700 Brooks Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina. The time will be 9 a.m. until noon. Donation and tickets, $15 for adults and $10 for children 8 years and younger. Tickets can be obtained by calling Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. Or sending an email to him with your name, telephone number, and the number of tickets that you need. Mail any donations, checks, or money orders to Lawrence Carter at 1704 Picnic Place, Raleigh, NC 27603. Or checks and money orders payable to Raleigh Wake Council. If you have Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, you can send it to RaleighWakeCouncil@gmail.com. or 919-856-0034. Robert Parrish will be a recipient of the Cy and Carolyn King Award presented by Community United Church of Christ on Sunday, July 21, at the church. The ceremony will begin around 11:45 and last about 40 minutes with a reception to follow. A description of the award is as follows. The Carolyn and Cy King Peace and Justice Award honors those who embody spirits of service and grace and demonstrate commitments to addressing issues of justice and peace in our community and the world. On July 3, 2012, the Community United Church of Christ voted to establish the King Peace and Justice Award. Through the establishment of this award, members and friends of Community United Church of Christ convey the deepest expression of gratitude and appreciation for the lives of service of Carolyn and Cy King, two longtime members of the congregation. Among the accomplishments of the Kings are the integration of the Wake County Park System and advocating for changes in working conditions and better wages for employees at the Mount Olive Pickle Company. Here's an update of our GMSAA reunion, so please listen up. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. This is a friendly reminder that the deadline for our reunion registration, hotel reservations, and t-shirt orders is July 19. That date is less than 6 weeks away. Please read below for additional information about some of the reunion activities, including two exciting convention fundraisers, as well as registration and your hotel reservation information. The date is August 9 through Sunday, August 11. The location, Midtown Doubletree Hotel at 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27614. Phone number at the hotel is 919-872-3500. The room rate, $135 per night for standard king or two queen bed type rooms, plus tax. The room rate will include a hot breakfast buffet in the hotel restaurant. If you choose to order from the restaurant menu, the cost of your breakfast will be an additional charge. Each room has a coffee maker, refrigerator, and there's free Wi-Fi in the guest rooms, as well as in the public areas. For reservations, you should call the hotel directly at 919-872-3500 and request a room in the GMSAA Annual Convention Room block or with the group code GMA. You can also call Hilton Hotels directly at 1-855-672-1138 and ask for a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention or with the group code GMA. There is a limited number of available rooms in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, August 8. All reunion activities and meals will be held at the hotel. Registration. The registration fee for GMSAA members is $60. For lifetime GMSAA members, $50. For guests, $90. The registration fee will cover dinner on Friday evening, a box lunch for Saturday, and banquet dinner on Saturday evening. The registration fee for Friday only will be $30, for Saturday lunch, $30, and for Saturday evening dinner, $30. The registration fee for Saturday lunch and dinner combined will be $60. There will be an additional $10 fee for anyone who registers after the July 19 deadline. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. If possible, please register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. The registration form on the GMSAA website is very accessible, and paying via PayPal is very secure. You do not need a PayPal account to make your payment. When on the PayPal section, just arrow down to the credit/debit card option. If you would like assistance with online registration, please send an email to Donna Permar at dcpermar58@gmail.com with your phone number and a time when you are available to register for our website. Other convention committee members are also available to assist you with online registration. When you arrive at the hotel, your registration is confirmed. You will be given a name tag. This name tag will be your meal ticket. Once again this year, you can order t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, number of shirts you want, and the money to us by July 19, we will have your t-shirt at the convention reunion on August 9th. If you are not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 extra. To order your t-shirt or t-shirts, please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. We will hold two convention fundraisers. The first one will provide attendees and members the opportunity to support GMSAA with a monetary donation based on your age. For example, if you are 30 years old, then you would be asked to donate $30. You can make this donation via PayPal on our website prior to the convention or, of course, at the meet and greet activity at the convention. The second fundraiser is our indoor yard sale. For those who are attending, we ask that you please bring items that are in good condition to donate to our yard sale. We plan to invite people from outside our organization to the yard sale, so please invite your neighbors, friends, and family to this fundraiser where they will find a wide variety of low-cost items. Very important information, the hotel does not have an ATM, so you should plan to bring cash for your donations as well as yard sale purchases. Excuse me. Tentative schedule of events. All times and events are subject to change if necessary. Friday, August 9, 4:30 p.m. registration and name tag distribution. 3 to 4:30 p.m. line dance class. 6 to 7:30 p.m. dinner followed by meet and greet. 8:30 to 10:30 fun games. Left, right, and center, bingo, and GMS trivia. And darts will be an alternative activity. Saturday, August 10, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., announcements, presentations, and business meeting. We will be holding elections for officers in our organization. 12 o'clock noon, lunch. 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., indoor yard sale and vendors. Vendors will be selling handcrafted creations as well as other unique items. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., banquet. 9 to 10:30 p.m., a dance. Don Ball will be our DJ. The alternate activity will be a quiet place, which will allow people to play more games or just sit and socialize with one another. Sunday, August 11, 9 to 10 a.m., worship hour. This will be our final activity. Say goodbye to your friends, new and old, and check out from the hotel. Now, don't delay. Complete your registration and room reservation today. And thank you for in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMSAA reunion. Donna Permar, email dcpermar58@gmail.com. Lawrence Carter, email yallowdoggg@bellsouth.net. Telephone number 919-856-0034. Margaret Carter, email cartermargaret48@gmail.com. Phone 919-856-0034. Susan Patterson, email missp2015@gmail.com. Phone number 919-798-2222. And Ricky Scott, email rickyscott09@gmail.com. Phone 919-673-8300. The North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention, by the way, is scheduled for October 4 to 6 at the Wyndham Garden at 415 South Swing Road in Greensboro, North Carolina. There will be more details on this as they become available. Next up is Save the Date for the White Cane Day 2024. When? October 15th, 2024. The Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or have low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right-of-way, and the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning and to hold an advocacy committee meeting in the state legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public spaces. Members of the NCCV will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCV Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or have low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making a clear statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works. Expect regular updates. And if you have any ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at gwmsmith, gwmsmith, 3808, at gmail.com, or call him at area code 301-646-9109. And with that, we come toward the end of our newsletter for today, July the 5th. And it will end with recipes that will bowl you over. Two really tasty items. You're going to want to take a good look at these, folks. Fresh strawberry pie. Ingredients. 1 9-inch graham cracker crust. 4 cups of fresh strawberries, hulled and sliced in half. 1/2 cup of water. 1 cup of granulated sugar. 4 tablespoons of cornstarch. 1 tablespoon lemon juice, and then whipped cream for garnish. And here are the directions. If you can wait long enough to finish them and not eat all those delicious strawberries, arrange half of the strawberries into the pie crust and set it aside. In a small saucepan on medium heat, simmer the other half of the berries in 1/2 cup water for about 4 minutes. Slightly crush berries with the back of a spoon. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, stir together sugar and cornstarch. Add lemon juice and just enough cold water to form a paste. Stir well and add to hot strawberry mixture. Cook, stirring often, until thick and bubbly. Cool slightly and then pour over berries in the pie crust. Chill for about 2 hours until it's set. And when you're ready to serve, top it with whipped cream. Yes, very good, very good. Now, eat dessert first. I always believe in that. But if you decide you don't want to do that, then why don't you have these shrimp burgers first and follow with the fresh strawberry pie. Either way is good. Shrimp burgers, ingredients for that, for the patties, you're going to need 1 pound of shrimp, peeled and deveined, 1/4 cup of breadcrumbs, 1 egg, 2 green onions finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 tablespoon mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1 tablespoon fresh parsley chopped, 1 teaspoon Old Bay seasoning, salt and pepper to taste, then 2 tablespoons of olive oil for frying. For the toppings, 4 burger buns, lettuce leaves, tomato slices, red onion slices, pickles, and tartar sauce or your favorite sauce. I have a granddaughter who insists on putting ranch dressing on everything. I don't know how that would work on this. Okay, here's your instructions. Prepare the shrimp patties. Roughly chop 1/2 of the shrimp and set it aside. Place the remaining 1/2 of the shrimp in a food processor and pulse until smooth. In a large bowl, combine the chopped shrimp paste, breadcrumbs, egg, green onions, minced garlic,
mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, lemon zest and fresh parsley, Old Bay seasoning, and salt and pepper. Mix until well combined. Form the mixture into four equal patties and place them on a plate and refrigerate them for at least 30 minutes so that they firm up. To cook the shrimp patties, heat the olive oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Add the shrimp patties and cook for 4 to 5 minutes on each side, or until golden browned and cooked through. Then the assembly. Toast the burger buns lightly in the oven or on a skillet. Place a shrimp patty on the bottom half of each bun. Top it with lettuce leaves, tomato slices, red onion slices, and pickles. Spread tartar sauce or your favorite sauce on the top half of the bun. Place the top half of the bun on the assembled burger, and then time to eat and enjoy.
You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of July 5, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print and print audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.